all the bad, all those bad things that the violence that does that football does to you. We kind of forget it once the game is in progress. Once right. When it's off season, we all hop on it like, oh man, football's so bad.
Well, I feel like
I've never been on that.
You've never been on that. Okay, yeah, no. All right. Okay.
I feel like there's additives that like help football get more aggressive. I mean, it's not just the sport itself. I feel like there's a little bit of a, I guess, liquid courage, you'd say.
Yeah, no doubt.
Brings that out.
Yeah. But like, so the week one is now in full effect. We got actually two more games happening.
Yeah,
one happening right now, and we got another one right after that. Is that, do you have an update on that Monday night game?
The score. Oh, well, it was 16-6. Vikings lead the Saints, but it just dropped down to 10-6. So it might have just been a
called back touchdown.
Called back touchdown.
Either way, Vikings are doing work on the Saints.
Yep.
We had,
which is a bummer because I got Mark Ingram on my team right now.
So yeah, currently plays under review. Really, I'll let you guys know after that. Yeah.
I really want those fantasy points, but it doesn't look like it's happening. That
we're not going to turn into fantasy talk here, guys. Okay,
no.
I refuse to do that.
No, I'm just saying
you want your fantasy team to do well. So fantasy talk.
Right.
All right, fantasy talk by Jonah. That Saints
backfield, you know, backfield by committee is.
I feel like most teams are doing nowadays. A lot of backfield by community. There's very few like guys that own it. Even the guys that did own it lost it. David Johnson, shouts to you. 12 weeks gone. Sorry to everyone that drafted him.
Is that what
first.
They said? 12 weeks?
Yep. 12 weeks is expected to.
Man, that's
David
such a
Johnson,
for that guy.
With that, I'm surprised he's out only for 12 weeks. I thought it'd be more.
Honestly, I thought with a broken wrist, man, he toughened through it. Come on.
Was it broken or dislocated?
Just do what J.J. Watt did. He broke his thumb, but he put a cast on it and said, hey, you know what? It's just a little.
I'm sorry, didn't Ronnie Lott tear his finger off?
I was about to say,
and
like,
then go back in the game.
It was
very
barely
tip,
off.
The very tip.
The very tip.
But it's still.
Just
like,
the tip, but still.
And it was a really cold
it
game.
Was,
so.
Oh, okay. So it was cold. So if it was
even,
cold, you're saying.
He doesn't
feel
it,
pain.
You know? He doesn't
All right,
feel
fine. So you like to shoot Ronnie Lott a lot, but, you know. Still, I feel like you get the ball handed to you half the time. You don't have to catch it.
That's
you know,
true.
Like come on.
Yeah, but I mean,
the touchdown was given.
So okay, so we got
16-6.
So. Vikings up. All right.
Yep.
And soon to be 17.
Soon to be 17. Yeah.
Okay. What was the?
Let's not.
I was about to say I'm not gonna make it a gimme though.
I just want to assume it's still in the second quarter.
It is like 3 seconds left in the
second
quarter.
So we're almost done with the first half.
Almost done with the first half. Exactly.
But like I said, we still got a full slate of games that happened last week. We actually got what I actually loved, which is great. The celebrations. We saw touchdown celebrations before. Finally, we're not having sticks up our butts anymore league.
Yeah.
Where they
as much.
As much.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you can't twerk anymore, which is unfortunate.
You can't shoot an arrow, which I thought was odd.
Like,
yeah,
I understand.
Like, things in there. I don't know, like...
Yeah. Anything towards a violent... I love how it's, like, anything towards a violent nature, but it's, like, the most violent sport on the face
of
the earth.
Even rugby is cleaner than football.
Yeah, the way that they tackle is completely different. The way the game is played, it's not just free-rolling, you know, blindsiding people.
Uh-huh.
But
some good games, though.
Yeah, no, definitely there were.
Really good games.
I was going to say, what game stuck out to you? One that you were...
Well, the one that I'm hoping sticks out to me, is this one after the Saints and Vikings. As you know,
Is it? Chargers
and
Denver.
And Denver Broncos.
So are you an LA fan?
I'm an LA fan.
LAC band Clippers are in the NFL now.
I know. I keep seeing the LAC, and I'm like, wait, what?
It's throwing me for a loop. That's right. You got the Chargers, Denver after that. So that's your marquee game.
Yeah. Well, actually, I really like the Saints Browns. I really thought that was going
to
be.
You mean Steelers Browns?
I mean Steelers Browns.
Yeah, that turned out to be an interesting game.
Yeah, it was kind of a blowout at first, which I half expected, and then
Browns.
But Kaiser kind of showed
DeSean
a little
Kaiser.
Bit. Yeah, he showed some.
The Browns might actually win more than 8 games this year.
Yeah,
I mean 8. You're gonna say more than 8 games? They're going above 500. You think the Browns are?
You know what? I think.
Wow.
I mean,
did you see the Bengals? The Bengals didn't look.
Oh, that was they looked awful. But I'm not saying
awful.
I'm saying they have potential. I didn't say they're going to, but they're going to compete.
You just said you think they're going to win more than 8 games. That's a 500 team, man. That's
a
good squad. That's a great year for Cleveland. They just won the Super Bowl in their eye right then and there.
And right now on a down season, they could potentially sneak in at a 9-7 in a playoff. In the AFC. I mean...
Is that what you're making your claim right now?
I was ridiculed.
But here's the thing.
At one point in time for giving the Browns any flavor.
Their draft picks weren't bad.
No,
you didn't have Myles Garrett either. He was out for the game. Myles Garrett.
Yeah,
yeah. He's he was just
right. But I mean, that was probably the best draft they've had in 10 years.
I would agree.
What I mean? Like all those picks they had, they used them wisely on actual positions that they need, not a reach quarterback.
Yep.
Went and got DeSean Kaiser, I think, in the fourth round.
Yeah, that was a good find. Yeah, they finally didn't waste a pick on a.
He's a monster. I feel like he's going to be.
I drafted him in one of my leagues. I know I said no fantasy talk.
Good wideouts.
I have it.
And they have good wideouts.
Yeah.
I mean, Imagine if they had Josh Gordon still.
Corey Coleman, though.
Imagine if you had Josh Gordon still. The guy just couldn't stop smoking weed for a couple, like a month, man. That's all you had to do. Well, you could probably still find a way around it.
You know, in the NFL, too, they give you heads up. Yeah. You know, within a month.
Like
you
said, we always say the one that you usually hear about them failing a drug test, that's usually the second one they failed.
Yep.
Because they don't disclose it. They say, all right, you failed it. Try again. If you don't, then we're letting everyone know you failed.
Yeah.
So he's, again, no, I don't feel bad for him. Because you've had your chances. Don't get me wrong, man. This is a Chico.
It gives the other guys an opportunity, though. Corey Coleman coming off his second year. He's looking really good. There's the Jags really impressed me.
First win of the season in like a decade. Who they play?
They beat the...
Texans.
The Texans, that's right. In Houston, too.
Right? Yeah, so I'm taking that game as Houston coming out, you know, win one for their city, their home, all that kind of stuff with Hurricane Harvey going on. And Jacksonville just hit him in the mouth. Leonard Fournette looked...
Well, granted, you got a guy named Tom Savage, which is a great name.
But I mean, Deshaun came in and did all right.
Yeah, he did serviceable once he got... Yeah, I think you're probably going to go with him from here on out. I don't see... I think Savage lost the job.
They gave Savage just the first half.
Yeah. Well, he got hurt, didn't he? Is that what happened? He got hurt and he got...
I thought he got hurt.
Maybe, I don't know. Either way, maybe they're trying to... Maybe his ego got hurt. That's what was happening. Yeah. So they're trying to protect him there. Either way, we probably have the Deshaun Watson era in Houston. Also, J.J. Watt, not the best Watt out there. T.J. Watt, what's good, brother? How you doing? 2 sacks, an interception, a couple of tackles.
Yeah.
Guy looks legendary. Granted, it was against the Browns, like we did say. Mm-hmm. But again, we're saying the Browns actually look good, apparently, according to John and Brad, who are going to go to the playoffs, according to John.
I just said promising.
No, I said it's a potential. I mean, they easily
every team has the potential to go to the playoffs.
I think the Jets have the potential to go to the playoffs. The Niners don't have a chance. It's a very reaching potential.
Okay, well, that's a slippery slope that you're on right there.
I'm just saying we all have potential for greatness, but that greatness comes in different factors sometimes.
All right. Well,
do I think the Jets have it? No, I do not. They're not going to make the playoffs.
I mean, they don't have Sanchez, so that's a positive for them.
I mean, they got McGown, right? Josh McGown.
Josh McCown?
Isn't he an Ivy Leaguer?
No. Fitzpatrick,
I know, went to Harvard.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But didn't McCown go into, like, Brown or something? No?
Okay. Yeah, that's something.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to the Ivy League.
I thought he was an Ivy Leaguer, too, but, you know.
I'm only about that Harvard of the West, though.
But,
Is that Chico?
Oh, that's Chico.
Nice. No. All right.
Yeah.
Chico, I think it would probably be more like Stanford.
No.
Yeah. Sure, Chico. We have great academic standards.
We can strive for greatness.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, we have potential to be the Harvard of the West.
And we do. Yeah.
You can't let people like me know.
Okay, so.
You can't do that if you want that standard.
A couple more games that also are.
Stuck out to you.
Sticking out to me. The Rams.
Ooh, they just canceled.
Granted, the Colts are...
Wait, who's Scott Tolzien? We're finding that out. No one wants to know, actually. No.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see Brissett next week. But that was a pretty good defensive performance. And Goff didn't look bad either. I have been vehemently against Goff
ever since I saw him on Hard Knocks, and he didn't know which way the sun rose or set. And ever since, I was like, you don't have the capacity to be a quarterback, I feel, at this point in time. So Goff, I don't trust him. But it showed good.
Yeah,
you got Gurley behind you who can run.
Yep.
You actually have a decent receiving core now that you picked up. You have Watkins now from Watkins from Tavon, they picked him up from the Bills.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You never know.
He was impressive. Over 300 yards. I think he had one or two TDs.
I think he had two TDs. So, yeah. I mean, actually have the stats. I can pull them up right now. I'm like in the.
But it was. I say it's against the Colts, who I feel like. On both sides of the ball, coaching and that entire organization is kind of dismantling from within right now. But
right, he had one touchdown.
They don't even have their cornerback.
300 yards, one touchdown by Goff.
They don't have Luck.
One touchdown. So and it sounds like Luck's not going to be back for at least
a while.
So Indianapolis fans that are out there, no Peyton, sorry. let's see. Then we had the Green Bay Seattle game. That actually was...
I was loving that. That was defense all the way.
17-9, the Packers pulled it off after the Bennett brothers get to play each other. I always think that's kind of fun. You know, when you have, like, you know, brothers going against each other.
I feel like those teams always do that. Like, whatever team that the Bennett brothers are on, they're like, all right, we got to schedule them.
Yeah. got to do it.
Like, that's in their contract.
Well, I feel like it's...
Wait, when's the last time they did it? Do you know?
Well, they've always been on, I think...
Well, Packers.
Bennett. Well, Bennett has always been on this...
Seahawks.
Which Mark... No, Michael is the defensive player on Seahawks. He's been there for quite some time. And Martellus.
Is it Marcellus or Martellus?
Martellus.
Martellus? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Martellus Bennett.
I don't know.
We are doing such a great job now, guys, getting our facts right.
Speaking of Martellus Bennett being on the Patriots last year, Patriots got smoked by the Chiefs as well, which I didn't see coming.
I was going to say, that was the Thursday night game that started off the season, and what a shocker that was. Yeah. People who had Kareem Hunt were creaming in their pants, apparently. That's what I've been hearing, because Kareem went off. He went off. For those of you who don't know, he is the rookie out of Toledo. Who never fumbled at all his entire football, his college career. The first play he gets the ball, though, as an NFLer, fumbles a ball. What does he do after that? Proceeds to have the game of his life. He has over 250 all-purpose yards. Right
over
around
350 all-purpose
yards. 350 all-purpose yards.
I want to say it was up in the 358
or something.
Was
he really that? Was it that
he
much?
He was a beast.
He had return yards, receiving, rushing, I mean... Kid was doing it all. I think he had three TDs.
Three TDs. He had 148 yards rushing, 98 yards receiving. So Kareem Hunt went off. The Patriots had no answer to it whatsoever. Their defense looked out of whack. Granted, they did lose.
Awful.
They had a couple injuries that happened.
Yeah, Dante Hightower.
Hightower, that's not a big one. That's their big one.
That's their Tom Brady on the defensive side.
He's the captain in the
I don't know
who's gonna
step up for them. They've let a lot of, you know, Collins and all these guys go because they don't want to pay him, but I feel like it's coming back to bite Belichick a little bit now.
Because I think everyone, before this season started, was saying, oh my gosh, the Patriots look even better this year. They're going to repeat. Right. Blah, 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 boom. We all know what's happening. They're the Warriors in the NFL. Well, hold your
then
horses,
Edelman
y'all.
Goes down.
You've got a guy named Alex Smith out there who's throwing dimes.
And had a great game. I mean, probably the best game he's ever played.
No doubt. Against a team like that,
every pass was on point. Dimes. I mean,
you had Tyreek Hill going off right there. Yeah. Love that guy, Kelce. Making not getting involved, which was
making
he's
great
a big
decisions.
Player.
Yeah, Kelce. They kept doing those, shovel passes and all the trickery with it. Just
Andy
Reid
style, you know.
But the Chiefs kind of showed you that when they can't get, you know, to their main playmaker in Kelce, they have so many other options.
I mean, Tyreek Hill is a nasty beast.
Yes.
Straight up. The guy is lightning fast.
And Andy Reid call him play. I mean, it's just like a perfect fit. That franchise is on the up, which scares me as a Bronco fan because they're in our division.
I mean, they've honestly been a team that's always been there. They're always in the race for the playoffs
even
right there.
Reed,
and you got it
before
as much as crap that Andy Reid gets and Alex Smith does. Like, we really can't say that much about him for how consistent they've been.
Like
in the playoffs, they don't really perform
Don't perform. They choke. You know, the game that jumps out is the one against Indianapolis a few years ago.
Lost that one.
Up 40, something, you know.
Yeah. Completely ridiculous. Every Chiefs fan probably wanted
but
to
the
like,
way,
jump out windows.
I mean, I don't know if the Patriots looked worse or the Chiefs were just that good. Like,
it's still kind of hard to figure it out. I mean, granted, we have to wait till next week. It's only the first week. Mm-hmm. There's still some, you know, rust that's ensuing.
Right.
But you still got to feel that, you know, they're not going to go quietly into the night, man. It's the Patriots.
Yeah.
They're going to fight with every tooth and nail, and they're going to come back.
Belichick will find some sort of practice.
And they've had a long week to think about it right now. They played Thursday, not playing again until Sunday. So,
yeah. I mean, they'll find some videotape with the team that they're playing against.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Find the plays, know them, figure them out. Boom, 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 boom. We're going to say the best for last for the NFL. And I'm talking you, Niners fans. What's good?
Oh, my God. They look so good.
Yeah. Well, as a Carolina fan for like my entire known life, yes. Yeah. I'll take it. Granted, it is against the Niners, and the Niners.
I took Panthers -5, so
yeah, as
sorry,
did I.
Niners, fine.
Yeah, it's tough. The Niners are. I don't know what really to say about them other than
they just don't have any identity.
Not really.
You know what I mean?
No. Yeah, Brian Hoyer, that's your identity.
Well, I thought.
Is that really an identity though?
Well, I thought coming into the season,
Brian Hoyer's identity. Exactly. Man, you don't know.
The most upside for that team coming into this season was Carlos Hyde.
Yes,
you know, kind of coming into being now on that team at least, kind of a veteran.
This is it. Wait, keep talking.
But isn't it like his fourth season?
Yeah, fourth or fifth.
Yeah.
But I didn't even see that this week.
I had 9 attempts, 43 yards.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
You know, and Kyle Shanahan's supposed to be the the saving grace for this team, but I don't.
And yet,
I didn't see it really. Season. I mean,
yeah, so. I mean, yeah. With
give them time, I guess they all, they, him and John Lynch both got 4 or 5 year contracts, so they have time to.
Yeah, other than
build,
that though, I mean, what else is like a shiny point on? Is there anything like to really kind of hang your hats on if you're a Niners fan?
Number
like,
one draft next year.
Yeah,
I mean that's. I mean I can't I really. Guess, I didn't see anything. Like I was watching both the Packers and the Niners game, and I was looking back and forth. And I'm like, I just don't see it. I don't see it on their defense.
Yeah.
I don't see it on their offense. Where
I will say though, the one shiny moment for the Niners fans was that interception by that Jack Queeks.
Yep.
Hart.
Okay.
That was one. That was great. That was a great little great one.
But
yeah, you didn't manage any touchdowns. 3 points is all you got.
And being on, you know, being on the West Coast, we get to see that game and watch that.
Yeah.
By the second quarter, there was 27 people there. Like there was no one.
Well, that I mean that stadium is a flunk in and of itself where it's located.
It's just I mean
Drew has many times bashed the Niners right. decisions on
right. I'm sure
one, Santa Clara.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that front office needs to whole rework, or everyone needs to leave.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't get it.
Which is terrible because I mean the Niners are one of the most storied franchises in
right.
the NFL.
Exactly. That's why it's so
they,
sad.
You know, not too long ago they were on the, you know, the Harbaugh era. They're on
the
top
precipice
of
being like right. again that '90s squad.
Exactly.
That was
exactly.
Running through
and
everyone
just, yeah. within, you know, I feel like even less than a year they fell to the bottom three.
It really feels like they're worse this year than they were last year.
I really think they are.
Yeah.
You know, I mean they're gonna win a game, but it just looks ugly. It's ugly football. I mean,
like I said, I'm a Carolina Panther fan. I stopped watching the game. I was like,
I mean,
it was just it was lackluster.
Cam looked a little rusty.
Oh, he did too. Like, granted, he played like zero preseason games.
Right. Coming off the injury,
he does.
I don't think you need to when you're playing the Niners first game.
Yeah, that's your preseason, man.
You got to be worried a little bit as a Panther fan of some of those passes.
Oh yeah, no doubt. He
he's got to hone that in.
He really does. He missed a couple of sure things right there. So that was. That was NFL football.
Yeah, we'll pray for the Niners.
Yeah.
Not
they,
really.
Steve Buscotti should say that about the Niners. Yeah. Pray for us. Pray for them. Pray for them, y'all. Well, Niners fans, I wish you the best of luck. I'll see you around all town. Mm-hmm. You probably won't be rocking your gear, so I won't be able to spot you out anymore. But, you know, hey, we'll keep it moving along. like I said, you are listening to Talking About Practice. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. And as I insult pretty much everyone in this town right now, we're going to go on to college football and why something happened this past week that really just, it irked me a little bit. It happened today.
So is this grind my gears?
Is this grind my gears?
It's not a real grinds, but it is a grinds my gears, but it's one that actually we can all agree on.
College.
I feel
okay.
College grinds.
All right.
So if you had a chance to watch some of the games this on Saturday for college football, you saw some pretty good ones, some decent ones.
Yeah.
In particular, Ohio State versus Oklahoma.
Yes.
Now, Oklahoma did work.
Oh.
Did real work in Ohio State's in the shoe, which I'm fine with as a Michigan fan, go blue. Everything, I wish nothing but bad things on Ohio State, and especially in their home turf.
On the field.
Especially on the field. No. Never to win a game. Fruits and prosperity and happiness to you all, but just lose on the field.
Yes.
Okay.
And they did. They lost pretty handily to Oklahoma.
Loved it.
And at the end of the game, Baker Mayfield, the quarterback for the Oklahoma Sooners, did something. I love it. I don't know. I like it. He took the Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Why do I want to say Oklahoma City all the time? Oklahoma. He took Oklahoma's flag, the OU, and planted it in the middle of Ohio State's field, which, hey, man, you won. You're celebrating with your boys. Yep. You're all around there.
Yeah.
You had lost badly to them last year. They sung their fight song on your turf. It eats at you. You get it. Boom. Move on. That's sports. It's a little gamesmanship.
Yep.
Create the rivalry, some bitterness.
Love it.
Maybe if you meet each other later on in the season, even better. But no, people had to get outraged, or at least some people did. Not everyone does. But people got outraged, saying, oh my gosh, you disrespected our field. You planted the Oklahoma Sooner flag on there. How dare you? Win next time and you won't do it. Mm-hmm. And so what happened today? Baker Mayfield came out and apologized for his actions, which I hated that. Why? Why are you apologizing for doing something totally you have every right to do, I feel? If you go into somebody's house and you beat them, especially when no one gave you a chance, he kept pointing that out.
Right, but
no one gave him a chance. I understand the disrespect.
Yeah.
Disrespect all you want. You just won in their house, man. Go away. I'm not saying, like, piss on the field or anything right there, but, you know, plant your flag, you know, do your thing. And then for him to go out and apologize, I'm just like, yo, keep the bitterness rolling, man. I'd be like, yeah, I'll play into it again if I win there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's an emotional game. I can see why he did it. Yeah, like you said, you know, singing their fights, you know, Ohio State singing their fight song on their field last year after they kind of embarrassed them. But at the end of the day, he's representing a university
that dominated Ohio State at Ohio State.
Right, but that doesn't, I mean, it's not.
I like the gamesmanship. I do. I love when that type of stuff happens. Mm-hmm. I feel it creates an extra storyline, bitterness. Ohio State players like, yeah, I didn't like when you did that. But you know what? I'm going to go to Oklahoma. When I go to Soonertown, I'm going to do the same thing. And just it builds that animosity, I feel, which is good animosity.
I see that. But I feel like on Baker Mayfield's part, he, you know, he had the off-season kind of issues over the summer with DUI and stuff like that. And he's one of the front runners for the Heisman.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to – he can't have this kind of tarnishing image and kind of – I mean,
if it's tarnishing Ohio State, tarnish away my mind.
Yeah,
it's not. No, but it's. I mean, it's not. It's
his own
self-image
now.
You know,
it's
his own. He's probably. I mean, he's what, a junior, senior. So I mean, he's probably going to the draft after this year. So there's going to be those moments brought up and highlighted. You know, when he gets, you know, six, seven months down the road.
I mean, I think it's a lot of it comes down to like the front or the athletic directors, the coaches, and everyone else probably told him like, hey, look, we don't care about it. But, yeah, you are representing our university. Yeah, you are representing our staff. I think, like, the best thing to do right now is we loved it. You should have done it. But now you have to go out and apologize.
And like I said, I can understand that. Yeah. Definitely Oklahoma wants to. But I don't know. I'm at the same time.
I'm in the same boat as you.
These guys are in college, man. For playing. They're having a little fun right now. A little school spirit, you know. I understand. We want to keep nice. We're playing nice. I don't know. Spice it up a little bit.
I don't like
it. I mean, I liked when he did it.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of lost. So I was like, I get you probably was forced to. Like, yeah, I'm sure I don't think he went up to say, coach, I felt really bad what I did. I need to go up there and apologize.
No.
Yeah,
it was 100% the school probably telling him to do so.
Right.
Speculation-wise, obviously.
Of course.
So, yeah, that's, again, we need to have fun, I feel.
Oh, yeah.
You know? No. Yeah. And like I said, we finally had the NFL loosening up on celebrations. And we saw some guys really just kind of go for it. I mean, that's one thing. You get the whole, especially when you get the whole team involved, like everyone gets together and you all just do it. Props to you guys when you do that. So I just wish they, you know, loosen up a little bit. I understand you want to keep nice and maintain relationships, but what better to maintain a relationship
than like
it's a
college
bad one?
You should be more bashing on the other team than NFL. Exactly, because the school spirit, you have all the fans getting into it, and then you get the whole entire school and the community around it. That's why I liked it. But yeah, no, I'm in the same boat as you. I didn't like the apology.
I was an old show back down in L.A., not an old show, a sports show down in L.A., known as the Petros and Money Show. One of the guys there, his name is Petros Papanagas. He used to play for USC during the Pete Carroll era. He famously holds the title as being the captain for the worst USC team, which is, I love that he owns that, because he got him right after, like, Carson Palmer. He was at Carson Palmer between Matt Leinart when they had that little dip.
Yep.
So he was talking about how, you're saying, the school spirit and stuff, and how he said, when you're in college, you give zero regard to the guys on the team. Like, you want to destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have this mindset of just like, yo, because like at this point, you're kind of pumped up. You're playing for your school. That's your mindset. And you're just like, yeah, forget you, man. I'm just gonna lay it all in. If I hurt you, so be it, man. That's it. Because like you're young at that point in time. Mm-hmm. You feel that invincibility. And granted, is that the best way to go about it? But no, I can respect the guy who's doing that because hey, you want that. You as a school, as a coach, you probably man, you want you to go out there and destroy people properly.
Yeah.
But destroy them.
But for 12 weeks, you're going out and putting your whole body on the line, and you're doing it not just for yourself, not just for your team, but at like 20,000, 40,000, depending on your school, for all those people and that community.
Baker Mayfield, I appreciate what you did. Hold true to it next time. Granted, I know you probably forced into it, but hey, that's the world we live in.
Keep beating Ohio State.
Yes, please do that. That I'm totally fine with. Do whatever you want with them. Okay. All right. Like I said, we are talking about practice. We had a nice little football talk right now. Mm-hmm. Elongated time. We're going to take a little break because I do want to, again, keep thanking the people that do allow us to have rants for football for nearly 30 minutes. Talking about practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by The Printed Image, specializing in custom screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. Using the latest technology in their state-of-the-art building, The Printed Image provides customer screening, printing, embroidery, and promotional products for business, organization, and or special events. For custom apparel and promotional products, The Printed Image has a dedicated specialist providing quality service, quick turnaround, and memorable products. Call 898-9525 or visit printedimagechico.com. Right on, Printed Image. We appreciate what you all are doing for us. And again, everyone else, and for you guys too, listen in. We appreciate you. We wouldn't be here without y'all. And you know what that means. Once it becomes, We do a little news time right now. I got to give you the news, the headline news, the stuff that you need to know about that's happening in the world around you. We're going to start off with a fun little, they're always fun, at least in my eyes. That's why I'm picking them, because, you know, I choose this route. For those of you who weren't aware, the movie It opened up this past week, and I'm sure everyone's been aware of it. We've seen the commercials everywhere. It is a movie about a clown or scary clowns that possess children, blah, blah, blah. This is causing an uproar amongst the clown community because they feel the movie It is providing a negative stereotype of clowns. The clown community has said this officially in Canada.
What?
They really came out and said they didn't like the movie It because it made them have a bad reputation.
What about 27 years ago?
I was going to say, what happened then, man? Yeah. I think they already had that reputation before this movie came out.
We had no Canadians in this country 27 years ago.
Canada just gets scared of
everything. We got lucky.
Boo.
Woo!
I haven't seen it yet. I probably will go see it. Brad shaking his head vehemently no.
I've not seen the first one, nor do I want to see the second one.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm not a huge scary movie fan myself.
Yeah, me neither. But I definitely want to see this.
That one looks pretty entertaining. I got to give it a try. Yeah. You'll float away or something. I don't know where that goes. I'm not going to even try. But yes, clowns getting bad reputations because of the movie It. Actually, way before that, people have hated clowns for a long time. Probably the It movie was probably one of the factors I had for a lot of people my age, because that came out like right when I was born. Yeah. So probably, the movie It probably has affected the stereotype of clowns. So maybe clowns do have a right out there.
But not
Protest
this
away.
But not this one.
Yeah, no, not this one. Yeah, this one.
Protest the one way back when.
Yeah. This is going to be fun. The San Francisco Giants right now are going to have a nice little retirement ceremony for their long-standing, high-caliber, best-class-of-a sit-in, Ryan Vogelsong.
What?
Yeah, I know, right?
Nice.
Like, why? Why are they doing a big retirement party for Ryan Vogelsong, who had...
He's got a no-hitter.
I mean,
he had a par career with you guys.
He got him a World Series as well. He helped
you
out.
He went to them, yeah.
Is that
going to be like everyone that was on those series gets retirement parties now? Like, they actually have it planned out.
They're doing the same thing with the 80s Giants when they come back. I mean, I wouldn't say he's one of the better players, but I think he's respectable.
He contributed, no doubt. Are you going to give everyone who contributed to that run a... ceremony of retirement?
If he's playing with them during that time. He's playing with them right now, so it's like if...
Well, they're doing a full-on ceremony for him this coming Sunday against the Diamondbacks. If you really like Ryan Vogelsong, because I know every Giants fan out there is a die-hard Vogelsong fan, because he came from Japan at one point in time, man. He played in Japan and came back. He failed to the forsaken lands.
It's a bummer.
Lands.
I wish they were doing it Saturday. We're going to be at the game Saturday.
But what do we really have to be rooting for right now? Other than sweeping the Dodgers and keeping that losing streak going, we don't really have anything going on for us.
Yeah.
So it's like we have to celebrate something. If it's a retirement, let's celebrate the retirement.
Yeah.
Because we don't have anything right now.
Well, I'm glad you guys got something to hang on to. All right.
Yeah. What's next?
Seriously. Oh, yes. Next one coming up right here. Again, another one. This is kind of... type of stuff that scares me just a little bit right now. This past week, a famed British conductor, Matthew Halls, will not be appearing at the Organ Bach Festival, after which he was one of the main performers there. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, a conversation was overheard by a woman passing that she found offensive. She reported it to the people, and he got himself kicked off from the event. He had a contract with him in general. Mm-hmm. Apparently, stuff that was offensive was a joke he was telling his African-American friend that she found slightly racist, this woman in passing. Which, to me, when I heard that story, it was a grinds my gears moment for sure. Scary times that I can't have private conversations with people without getting bombarded from them, especially when taken out of context. I make jokes all the time that are very off-colored. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my nature. I could get fired at any point in time right now if this is going to hold true. I better watch my mouth. I'm probably not going to. I'll take my chances. I'm going to go down swinging, y'all. I'm going down swinging. Yep. So, yeah. Matthew Halls, sorry, that's a tough joke, tough situation you're in.
Probably a tough joke.
It wasn't. Yeah.
I bet you got a chuckle. Good joke, too, but you know what?
Apparently, anything a little off color that offends people in passing, even if you're not talking to them,
yeah,
grounds for termination. Careful out there, guys. Might as well just be a zipped up community. You might just, talk and text or something at this point in time.
No,
really,
even
emojis.
Then.
Emojis.
Ooh, emojis. Yeah. There you go.
Emojis can be quite dangerous, too. So I would be careful.
Put that squirt
gun
out there, man. That's going to trigger me.
Don't put that eggplant out there, though.
If it's a peaches in the egg cream, then I'm okay.
Ooh.
All right. Last one. That one, I'm going to end it on a good note because this, I always do this. I always usually end it on a bad note, but I'm going to change it around.
Wow.
Because this one I found way too good. Wilson Contreras of the Chicago Cubs. Yes. We all know his name.
I love this
Do you
one.
Saw the story? You heard the
love story?
The story. Yes. He got put on blast by former porn star Mia Khalifa for constantly DMing her on Twitter. She never really replied to any of the stuff. However, she did screenshot it and put him on blast for the whole world to see. Here is her post saying, "Cubbies, your man is wandering around left field. Can you come get him?" And a lot of his things, when he's trying to get spit game at Mia Khalifa, this DMing right now, he really needs some work, I feel, because it's quite awful. He starts off, "Hi, how are you?" No response. "I'm sure you get this a lot, but I'm a big fan of you." Ooh, we know what Wilson's doing. Again, no response. Ooh, we're going to do some emojis. That couple faces, couple love kisses, boom, boom. Again, nothing. "It will be great if I get to say hi." And then she says bye. And then he continues going on, "LOL, good morning." No response. "Good afternoon." No response. "Mi friend, fuego." No response. So Wilson Contreras, maybe if you had better DMing skills and slide into people's DMs properly, you might get somewhere in life, but no. Stick to playing baseball, man.
Yeah, stick to sliding on the field, not in the DMs.
Bro. Yeah, there we go. Thank you, Brad. There we go.
That's why you guys hired me.
Yes. I don't know if we hired you or not. That's
Sorry.
Put you on board. You're not paying you.
I just walked in and I started talking.
There was an extra chair.
Yeah. And we had a mic, too. Oh. So, yes, that's the news for you guys right there.
Nice.
Yeah, so good old Wilson Contreras doing his thing on and off the field. So we're going to keep moving on because that's what we do here, talking about practice. Mm-hmm. I got to give a shout-out because just recently, our boy T-Mac got into the Hall of Fame. Yes. Shouts to you, my man. T-Mac, honestly, if it weren't for injuries and those knees, man,
yeah,
he probably could have been...
Him and Penny Hardaway, man.
Really could have been something like... I mean, they great. Still were nasty. Oh they no, were still nasty. Oh yeah. Still so dirty
they were
at
like
the time.
Those, the, you know, those, well, it's like, those shooting stars, they just go out so quick.
Yeah.
But that little span of time.
I mean, T-Mac, mm-hmm. when he was started off with Toronto and those Vince Carter days,
man.
Whoa. Oh man, those were glorious
those
times.
Yep.
So glorious. And then he got his time to shine on his own when he was in Orlando. And unfortunately, just kind of tailed out a little bit. Had that run in Houston when he was with Yao. Right. He had those
had
13 points
one.
In 35 seconds. Yep. Shouts to that. Probably one of the greatest things I've ever witnessed.
Seriously.
I mean, T-Mac, if he really wasn't, he probably could have been, he probably could surpass Jordan. He probably could have been, I think he was on that level. He was. I think he would have been better than Kobe as a two guard.
Oh,
He had everything going for him. He was like, 6'9", lanky dude, handles, moves. The guy went off the backboard in games multiple times.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's just all you have to know.
Like a normal thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So, shouts to T-Mac for finally making his way, making his claim. Well-deserved.
Great shoe. Great signature
shoe.
He did
have a good shoe.
Yeah. I think I still have the first T-Macs.
Really?
I'm pretty sure I still do.
I could only ogle at them from
every now and again. Every now and again, I hoop in them just to see, like, the OG hoopers that are like, what? Where'd you get those? This guy's about to throw down.
And then
I don't.
We can respect that as long as you have
play
like a good shoe
D,
collection.
You know?
Yeah. There you go.
Hit
good
the
shoe
floor.
Collection. Have a good D. That's all you need. well, thank God for T-Mac getting in because it's well-deserved on his behalf. Now, like I said, we want to take a quick moment right now because today is September 11th. A day that will is going to be one of those days that live in infamy type of moments for this country, for the world in general. We actually had 16 years ago those attacks that did happen that shook this country to its very core. But you know what? It showed us the spirit that we have still. And I just want to give a quick little, we want to take a quick moment in their time right now in the middle of the show to realize, to recognize the people that lost their lives, the people, the family and friends that lost loved ones, the people that sacrificed their lives to save others. It's a tough time, especially in this country right now. We've been going on through a lot of polarization for people. And we don't want to have to see any more violence to get to the point in time where we become weak and more able to get attacked from outside sources. And I think it's definitely a time where we have that great saying after it was. We always had the United We Stand. I saw those posters everywhere. Everywhere I saw them after the 9/11 attacks. And I really think that's something we should really try to take up on at this point in time, especially with the amount of disasters that are happening to this country right now from the hurricanes. And not just our country, our region in general. The world in general is getting bombarded with a lot of things that are going on. And I think it's really is that time right now where we remember the people that were able to pay those ultimate sacrifices and know why they did it and that we're still here and we have to, we have an honor, we have a duty. It is our cross to hold up at this point in time. And we must have that same mentality that united we stand. We may look different. We may think differently. We may have different ideas, but that doesn't change that we are not We're not different citizens. We're all part of this country. We're all part of and need to do that. So, so 9/11, we always remember you. Remember that day, the sacrifices made, and the will that has carried us through that. Mm-hmm. So again, like I said, just wanted to give that quick little moment to say thank you to everyone, and we'll never forget.
Ever. Nope.
So as we keep this train rolling, I really wanted to get into Isaiah Thomas, because I saw this clip from him when he was talking, doing an interview, and it's got his son pretty much talking about how big of a LeBron fan that he is. And he essentially predicted this trade. So I'm just going to let my man, IT, tell the story. Hold up. Give me a minute.
Where's IT?
Yep. We need to get that. There we go. Now we're talking. Now we're going to be talking. All right. Your boy is still new.
My oldest son, all summer long, with seeing transactions like trades and free agent signing, he was on me like every day, like, why can't you get traded to the Cavs? And it's crazy, like, and my wife knows that. Like, we would be like, why do you want to go in the Cavs so bad? He just loves LeBron James and he loves the Cavs, and he, and that's what makes it so much better in the end. Like, and he thinks he's a genius now.
Future GM?
Yeah, he thinks he's something like it.
IT, he is still going to be in the news because the guy went through some pretty interesting times, being the one over in Boston and then just kind of being quickly shipped off to Cleveland. But apparently it's worked out in his favor because his family, his son in particular, wanted Cleveland. Apparently was his favorite team, which I kind of found I found funny. I always find it. I appreciate it when they have like a guy in the NBA and his son is a fan of somebody, like more of a fan of somebody else. Yeah. Let's face it, who wouldn't be a fan of LeBron? As a basketball fan, I think everyone should be. If you're, you might hate the guy, but you still better appreciate the guy and what he's doing out there on the court. so hey, IT's son, he's probably living in seventh heaven right now because they're in Cleveland,
seriously,
which he's the only one that can say that, saying he's living in Cleveland and he's happy. So
yeah. He doesn't know any better yet.
Not yet, yeah. He's probably got a cush life right now in Cleveland, too. You know, he's probably not going to know nonetheless other than that. And he's got to be on his own to figure
out. I bet you they're
on
the outskirts of Cleveland, though. Not even in the town. Are they in the rich parts of it.
Are they even outskirts of Cleveland? I thought it was just Cleveland and then nothing.
I don't know.
It's just a desolate wasteland.
Never been.
I was going to say, I don't even want to go.
Yes. As we constantly do on this show, I love to talk badly about Phil Simms. He's a commentator for CBS. That was the main commentator with Jim Nantz. And I just wanted to give a really just quick thing to say that thank God he is not there anymore. We got Tony Romo, who's actually pretty good. Did you guys happen to listen to him at all?
I didn't.
You didn't? Okay.
It was unfortunate. I didn't. I was actually kind of hoping to at least hear what he had to say.
He is not bad.
Really?
He's not bad. Yeah. We always say when I have my color commentator, I want them to analyze the game for me. You know, I want them to tell me what's going on. Mm-hmm. Bring me into the field. I can see it for the most part, but like really take me in because I don't get the background of it. I don't know what it's like. Mm-hmm. So to me, it was just he did that a little bit. He called plays out. He actually, like, I know a lot of people try to and they'll say that many times. Like, I think it's like 50-50 sometimes they get it wrong, but he was mostly on point, which is always nice to see. It makes him know I trust my color commentator when it comes to Tony Romo. The sad part is, though, that unfortunately, due to Tony Romo, he did get a sore throat. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. I'm just joking. no, he'll still be there.
His first week.
He had a chance.
He actually slipped on a banana peel and fractured another vertebrae, and he's going to be out for the remainder of the season.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you need to be able to have your vertebrae if you're going to speak.
I thought you were going to go with, like, a neck or, like a neck muscle. like
something in his back.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Something's bad. No, Tony Romo will still be there. He's not hurt. The guy's fragile, so he needs a little bubble tape around him.
Well, the booth will do him some good, it sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, he's not getting hit anymore, right?
Excited for the new era.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, as long as Phil Simms is still with CBS, don't make it seem like if you actually did hear Phil Simms at one point in time, don't make me think like he's gone. No, he's still there. He's just no longer like the top, like in the top game.
So is it him or Joe Buck that's worse? I want to hear this one because I think Joe Buck is
Fox, though, right?
Well, yeah, Joe Buck is Fox. And granted, Joe Buck is the play-by-play and color commentators. I kind of hold him in different categories.
Oh, okay. Got you. All right.
Buck is, I'd say, to me, honestly, I know I'm not a Giants fan, so I don't have that utter hatred of the man for some reason. Bay Area people have a real big hatred for Joe Buck. Okay. I know why. He's kind of done you dirty a little bit. I think
he's the Phil Simms of baseball and
I mean, I would say him and the Tim McCarver matchup that they had. Oh man, I hated those World Series matches with him.
That was brutal to listen to.
That got boring real quick. But they're the most PC guys out there, you know, right. Joe Buck, and that's kind of what you want in a big network when you're coming out of a big game, big things.
Sorry, I had to throw that one.
It's a good question to throw out there because it makes me think on my feet, and I want to pull my ears out if I had a Joe Buck Phil Simms team. That would probably be like the worst thing possible.
All right, Fox CBS, you hear it here first. Make it
merge
happen.
It, yes.
Make it happen.
Merge it. Fusion. This is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk show. We loosely talk about sports when they're on, mm-hmm. and then when they're not, we just like completely bypass them. But there is still sports going on right now. This past week, because we're starting a new week right now. It's more like last week, and we had some World Cup qualifications happening. I actually got to get my music for this. I'm sorry, I forgot my intro, because I'm going to do foot and mouth, guys.
Oh.
That's what I do here, foot and mouth. Let's get it going.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
Yes, that is right, guys. It's your favorite segment, I know. Everyone loves this one because I get to talk about football, the wonderful game, the beautiful game that is soccer. And like I was saying, it was World Cup qualifications this past week for the international play. And your boy is in blue. The U.S. men's national team were in action for two games, and they played Costa Rica and Honduras. Mm-hmm. And when they played Costa Rica, they lost 0-2, 0-2. They could not squander a goal against Costa Rica at home, should I say, nonetheless.
Yeah.
And then they played Honduras in Honduras, and they drew with them 1-1. Mm-hmm. Now, Jurgen Klinsmann, we were talking about this off here. He's the former head coach for the team. Mm-hmm. Bruce Arena is the new one now. But Jurgen Klinsmann got tore apart, ripped a new one when he lost to Mexico at home. Now, Mexico... far better country. Don't get me wrong, not country, but
just we're talking about football. You can say country,
Mexico is a far better, far superior at football than Costa Rica. Don't get me wrong, Costa Rica is a good squad. They have a good team, but I would still stay on the stage. You think Costa Rica?
Well, right now. I mean, like historically, Mexico over Costa Rica, but right now, Costa Rica.
I mean, they had a great one in the World Cup last year.
I think
they can
still make a run this 2018 year.
I mean, the way they're playing, they have to.
Yeah,
but. Again, I just still digress from that. So I appreciate it. The fact that, granted, when Bruce Arena came in, he kind of was hailed as this. Oh man, it's Bruce Arena. Yeah. Finally, he's going to take the U.S. men's national teams out of the round of 16 because that's all we could ever muster. And granted, we're still in the World Cup qualifiers. We're still in the World Cup at this point in time. We're hanging on by a thread at this point. We are in the last position in our group, and we have a couple of good games coming up that are favor us more so. Mm. I believe we've got...
It's Panama.
That's it. Panama and...
Trinidad Tobago.
That's, yes.
And there's one more.
There is, but those two right there should
that
be
should be
gimmies.
Those should be wins.
Those should be those gimmies should be wins. And that should hopefully put us over the top. But the play that they've been playing has just been utterly infuriating because these guys are good. We have some good talented guys on there. Now, granted... only a couple of them, a handful of them, are actually kind of doing I talked with you off air, Brad, the proper thing. If you want to get better at the sport, at soccer, is you go into Europe.
Exactly.
You go to the European leagues, and you work your way through there, and you actually go up against good talent, good teams.
And it doesn't have to be the premiers. Like, it doesn't have to be La Liga. It doesn't even have to be Bundesliga. It can be the under division.
Italian leagues, and French league, Portuguese league. Ukraine has a good league.
It's better than
MLS. It really is. Don't get me wrong, and not to mention, those teams have a chance to be in the Champions League, which then again puts you in against the Europa League, which puts you against all the competition in there. So the fact that only a handful of them are really doing that, it's a little disheartening to me. I understand we want to have our homegrown talent, our homeboys playing in the MLS because it's going to bring fans. Come back to it if you have to. But fine-tune your skills in Europe and then come to the U.S. national teams and real kick ass. Because right now, we are playing. It's awful. It was boring watching us.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I actually thought we did better with, I mean, Dad, I'm sorry to say this, but I think we did better against with Jurgen Klinsmann. At least we competed. I know, like, the style of game was not what we're used to, but that's a European style. That's why we need to send him, because the better coaches come from Europe.
Oh, yeah.
The better coaches coach in Europe.
Yeah.
The better players from Europe. We need to send our players to Europe, or at least build up our national MLS. But no one's doing that.
You can't. It's going to be really hard to do that.
It is.
Everyone that's of any talent of any sorts is going to Europe. That's not an American for the most part.
Well, we're not paying enough.
Yeah, we don't have the money to do it.
No, we don't.
And not to mention, money's one thing. The lore of it.
That's
the lore of European soccer for any person that plays soccer.
It's like baseball in America.
Yeah, you cannot top it. It's where you want to be. If you're trying to play basketball in Europe, you probably want to get to the NBA at some point in time. If you're playing football anywhere else in the world, you want to come to the NFL.
Or even rugby. You're wanting to come here.
Rugby is a big thing here.
No, I'm saying, like, if you're playing anywhere else and you want to actually make money.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you're playing in Australia or New Zealand, you're going to want to come to America to play football. Like, there's been some people that have tried, but, I mean.
Yeah, again, however, though, we're trying to say with the teams, the leagues that have established themselves are hard to overtake
for
new things. And it seems like the MLS is trying to do that, which you can't do that. You can't try to compete with them.
It's a good try.
It's hopefully. We know there's a lot better time. But I really did bring this up because Alexi Lawless, like a commentator, I'm not the biggest fan of him right now. A lot of the guys, commentators, I feel, for the U.S. national teams do nothing but it's like a giant, circle. They love each other. They love the U.S. national team. They just blow it out of proportion. They say how good they are. But Alexi Lawless kind of actually had something to say about them. He kind of tore him a new one a little bit. And I'm going to let him play right now and see what he had to say.
It's dark days indeed, but this is a time for leaders to step up. And so to the supposed leaders, I will say this. All right, Tim Howard. Tim, the Belgium game ended 3 years ago. We need you to save the ball now. Jeff Cameron, clean it up or let's get someone who will. Clint Dempsey, you're a national team legend. Now we need you to be a national team leader. Michael Bradley, the U.S. does not need you to be Zen. The U.S. needs you to play better. Josie Altidore, is this really as good as it gets? Because it's still not good enough. Bruce Arena. Bruce, Jurgen Klinsmann lost at home to Mexico. You lost at home to Costa Rica. This is now all on you, not Jurgen. Oh, and by the way, to all the guys that I didn't mention, it because you don't even warrant to mention. That includes you too, Wonder Boy. So, what are you guys going to do? Are you going to continue to be a bunch of soft, underperforming, tattooed millionaires? You are a soccer generation that has been given everything. You are a soccer generation who is on the verge of squandering everything. So, now it's time to pay it back. Make us believe again. You don't owe it to yourselves. You owe it to us. And...
All right. It really sounds like Alexi Lawless is just really mad that he played on the U.S. men's national team and they didn't get the same amount of support that these guys did, so he's really tearing him into them. Because he really did rip. He went after a lot of people.
That was heavy.
Yeah, he was really going after them. Again, it really sounded like he was just kind of a little angsty about the fact. It is true. At this point in time, the U.S. men's national team has not seen this much support ever. The support that they get at this point in time is crazy. The amount of people that show up to the games. They have the Rough Riders there. We actually have people out there that we're taking seriously.
Outlaws.
Yes, the Outlaws. Thank you. That's what I was looking
for. Sorry, I was going to say, Mike, I've never heard of the Rough Riders. The Outlaws.
Yes, the American Outlaws. They do. This team really does have finally, for the longest time, we had a team that the country really was never behind.
Mm-hmm.
We never really, because we always knew we weren't going to win. Like, it was just kind of forementioned that we just weren't good enough. If we got into the knockout stage in any World Cup, that was amazing. Holy, how did we do that? Now we expect to get out of there. We want to go further now.
Yep.
And we invested a lot of time and energy has been invested into this team right now. And again, you don't see them making that step you thought they were, especially when Bruce Arena came on.
But in popularity, I mean, is it the talent factor that's there on the U.S. men's national team?
Well, it's more talented than it's ever been, I feel, too.
Or is it just because of the way... The U.S. is just the U.S. as a country as a whole is now for the sport of soccer.
I think it's both. Primarily, I think it's because we have accepted the sport much more. We have really become, soccer fans are really everywhere right now.
They're, Go ahead.
And that, but also do feel that there is a you know, talent people out there. A lot of people, they do know the stars on those teams because they do watch the MLS. There are a lot of people that do watch the MLS here in this country. Like, I see those stadiums. Yeah. They're usually packed.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are. And they go crazy for them.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm like, I don't feel like, as an American, our national teams don't matter until it's the Olympics. Like, for me, what I'm seeing, like, for baseball, basketball, it's like, they don't care when they go to the national stage.
FIBA or anything like that.
I mean, even for, like, the World Baseball Classic for MLB, it's like, we just don't care. We don't put our main guys out. And even for soccer, I feel like we're there. We have our best guys out, but we just don't care. We don't have, like, the enthusiasm for the players that we do, or that the European teams, like, this is their life. If they lose, their country is just in shambles.
It is true.
So I don't think we have that to where it is a passion to actually win a World Cup.
No doubt. We're not there yet. We're working. It's coming up.
Exactly.
The passion is building. The fever is there.
Yes.
It hasn't completely overtaken. And I mean, it's true. I don't think we could ever meet the ferocity, the fandom that is Europe and even South America. Latin America, the fandom that they have towards those.
We're going to win one day, though.
We probably won't get to that, but just because we have so much other things to keep our minds entertained. Well, for a lot of these teams, there's other sports out there, but nothing. Mm-hmm. Soccer is the main thing.
Yeah.
That is the primary goal over there. I mean, they think, like, we always talk about how coaches or anything have it so tough here in America and American sports.
Oh, no.
Nothing like over there.
Right.
You draw one, you lose one game to, if you're Barcelona manager, you lose to Real Madrid, you're gone. You might have a perfect season. You lose to Real Madrid, boom, that's it.
Yeah, you better be winning against your rivals
Yeah, I mean, like I said, this in the Premier League right now, they've gone four matches in right now, and they've already had their first sacking of a manager for Crystal Palace. He had yet to win a game this season, and shazam, he's sacked four games in. That's all you got.
I mean,
they're ruthless over there, and we don't have that ruthlessness here. We want them to win, but we're not. There's no demand. We don't like hold them to that really high standard. Yet we still praise them. I think we kind of. As much as like I feel like you're just kind of trying to tear them anew, and Alexi, I kind of appreciate you doing that too because we did put them on too high of a pedestal.
I think the closest thing you have to that is football. I mean, like, every once in a while you'll have a team that, like, midway through, you'll have a fired manager, but it's not, like, the end of the world. But, like you said, for club teams or even national teams, it is.
Yeah, it is the end of the world. Well, figuratively.
Yeah, exactly.
To them it is, okay. All right. So that was my football rant. I had to do it. The U.S. national teams, I want them to win, and they're just infuriating me. Mm-hmm. They should do a lot better than that, especially against Honduras. You drew with Honduras 1-1. Come on, boys. You're better than that. All right, so we're going to go on to grinds my gears now because we got a couple minutes left. I've had a lot of things I've had pent up. I haven't been able to get them truly out there. I know I've always grinded my gears. But
you, like, do a couple, like, secret grinds your gears throughout every segment, but you haven't had, like, a genuine true one in a few weeks.
Yeah, so. I haven't. So this is going to be a nice little throwback. So here we go. Let's do a little grinds my gears. Oh, no, I broke the wrong one out. Okay, so that one is not working. But you know what really grinds my gears, guys? When people use the term literally and figuratively incorrect. So what I'm saying is when you say, oh, my gosh, I literally died out there. No, you didn't literally die out there. You figuratively died. If you literally died, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. Stop using the word literally as figuratively. Literally means, I'm just going to have to do this right now because apparently we don't know what what they mean. Literally means it actually happened. That's what literally happened.
Literally.
Figuratively is like, oh, it's kind of what happened. It's like what felt like what happened. It was, like I felt like I died. Okay, yeah, I figuratively died out there. All right, yeah, you did figuratively die out there. Yeah, you're literally dead in my mind, though. So, yes, use literally and figuratively properly, guys. It's just, bad grammar.
Come on,
y'all. Okay. All right. So again, you know what really grinds my gears? When you're on an iPhone and you're watching a video and you turn the volume up on that 5-second video and you get that 6-second process of it telling you where your volume is and you just miss that video. So you have to go back in or watch the video again. I know how loud my thing is. I'm listening to it. The earbuds are in I hear it perfectly right there. I don't need you to tell me how many bars I have up on there. It's a waste of space on my phone and it's not needed. And all you do is you take away those 5-second videos I so desperately love. And you block it with, here's how loud you are. I know how loud I am. I hear it. I don't need you telling me, Google iPhones. It's despicable.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah, I do.
Like, when you go to turn the volume up, and that little thing comes up, it's like, here's how loud you are.
Wait, are you talking about the one that's like, if you go too high, it might hurt your eardrums?
No, I'm talking about the thing that pops up on your screen.
He has an Android.
Oh, yeah, I have an Android. So I don't understand fully.
Yeah, all right, so you're an Android guy. Now we know where you stand in life.
Well, I'm actually going to switch over to iPhone soon.
Don't do it, man, because of that phone thing is annoying. That volume thing is not worth it.
They need an aux cord in there, not just the charger for me, but
so many issues right now. Right. Well, especially finding an iPhone now. Apparently it costs like $1,200 or something.
Oh no.
Good luck having Apple just doesn't want you to have a phone anymore.
No, it's for the rich.
I'm just gonna hang on to this bad boy forever. Crack screen and all.
Smart.
What else grinds your gears?
A lot of things grind my gears. All right, here we go. All right. I have a lot of lists on there. I don't want to give them all to you. I gotta find the ones that I need to get off my chest that are really out there. Okay. You know what really grinds my gears, guys? When people use too much cologne or perfume.
Oh.
There is a proper amount to use.
This is the first grinds my gears that I am completely in your...
If I can smell you from down the hall, you're wearing too much. If I can smell you when I'm next to you, you're wearing too much. I should be able to smell you when I'm on top of you. That's when I should be smelling you.
Figuratively.
Yes.
Not literally.
I had this moment.
Maybe.
I brought this up because I was working one night. I'm bartending. We got a pretty good bar, and I'm busy. I'm not really looking at anyone, but I catch a scent of what I believe to be my ex girl's perfume, because she wore it very prominently, very prominently. And I just, oh my god, it smells like her. Is she in here? I knew she was in there because I smelled her before I saw her. That's how it was. I was like, oh, she's in here right now. I can smell her. Yeah. Oh, turn up. There she is. Oh.
Yeah, that's.
The entire bar.
It's like walking through the beauty like station at Macy's
or Hollister. Just, you know, walking like past Hollister. Like
instant headache.
Yep.
Oh man.
I get it. You want to smell nice. I like to smell nice. I got cologne. Right. I use it properly. Right.
We talked about this.
Yeah, we did.
There's a proper way, to put it on.
Yeah. You do not overpower the room when you come in. What was that?
So you don't douse yourself.
No. Spurts, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, little sprays.
Do a spray. I mean, walk through.
Oh, your spray walkthrough?
Oh, okay. The spray walkthrough.
But it's like I let it like sit there for a sec, and then I walk through.
We talked about this.
Yeah, we talked about you. Yeah, we had
there's a few ways. I've actually switched up from that. Derek, but that was the better one I used.
Derek does the wrist.
I do the wrist.
Do you do the neck as well?
Derek does the wrist.
I do the wrist
to the neck.
Then you kind of like dab neck? Yeah, no.
I learned from my sister.
I'm starting to do that right now, but it's like it's hard habit to break.
It's clean. I'm just saying. It is. You get more of it on you.
Plus, it's a little bit more. Ladies love it.
I'm just saying. You guys smell good out there, guys.
Yeah, no, you do.
You have to entice all the senses.
Three squirts max.
Yes. If you are...
I'd say two max.
I'm just saying, the girls are like all over their entire body. Like, I got it, like, because I didn't shower today, so I'm going to spray myself.
It's every layer of clothing, too. Like, I get, the deodorant shower, but...
No. Don't settle for that.
No.
Well, I'm not saying settle. I'm just saying I get that. Like, sometimes you just have to go deodorant shower, but if you're going out, be smart.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Yeah,
though.
You're welcome. I'm just saying.
Finally, I agree with one of you.
You've agreed with a couple of them. My gears are an all-encompassing grinds gears of everyone out there in this world right now.
All right.
So we got 1 minute left. I can do one more unless y'all have something that maybe you guys grinds my gears. Anybody? No.
No. I'm not.
Everything's hunky dory with you.
You know
guys.
What? Yeah. I'll think of a list for next week.
Yeah. You could join in if you like to. Hayden's a lot of fun. I do it on a daily basis.
I enjoy it. I'm actually kind of happy mood right now, so I'm doing good.
I'm always in happy mood.
Oh no,
and I'm
no,
happy I, because I'm hating on everyone. That's why I'm happy.
Just thinking about this Bronco game coming up, so I'm kind of
let's get some
getting nervous.
Good luck, Denver.
It's Denver and the Clippers. That's right.
The LA
Clippers. They've transformed sports, guys. We're going to see them.
I hope Blake Griffin does not have a game today.
Hey, so he'd be a good tight end, actually.
Oh, I think he would, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well,
if he could stay healthy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because he's going to punch people in the face, especially in the NFL, man. He's going to be real riled up real quick. Well, guys, we appreciate you lending your ears to us today. We've been talking about practice. I don't know if he'll be here next week again.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. He figured it out.
Literally.
Fingers crossed. thank you, guys. We appreciate it. This is Talking About Practice, and we are out. I didn't get any of the good ones. All right. The show starts now.
From deep inside your audio device of choice.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, our freedom-loving friends in Saudi Arabia are nothing if not generous to the right people. It's not even Christmas time. A wool robe lined with tiger fur. Wouldn't you like one of those? How about 9 pairs of leather sandals and a pure silver dagger with a mother-of-pearl sheath? Well, you can have them if you successfully run for the presidency of the United States, because those were some of just some of the gifts Saudi Arabia gave to President Trump during his recent trip to Riyadh last May. The Daily Beast sent a Freedom of Information request to the State Department to find out what the Saudis gave to President Trump. A total of 83 gifts during his first state visit of the kingdom. Imagine we'll get next time he goes, you know, because they're more generous.